Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today's topic is all about portfolios. So I want to talk to you about what they are, why you need them, how to create one, but also some disclaimers that I think are important for you to realize. So first off, a portfolio is just, if you will, a book of work. It is a way to showcase your service offerings. So for instance, if you were to hire a photographer to take maybe family photos, you would want to see what type of photographer they are. You know, what is their photographs look like. And so they would have a portfolio that they would either have online or they would have physically in their office that you could look at to get a sense of, you know, what type of photos that they take, if it's for you, because there's so many different wonderful photographers, but they all have a different eye. And so they create a portfolio to showcase what they see and for you to be able to look at that to see if it's a good match. So that's a portfolio. And you can create portfolios for your service offerings, but here's the disclaimer. It depends on the services that you're offering. There is a lot of things that you do that you cannot create a portfolio for because it is confidential information for your clients. So what would be an example of each? So let's say that you're somebody who does graphic design, and so you do visual type work. So you do logos and branding, and maybe you do design for, you know, landing pages or sales pages. Those are something that you can create and showcase in a portfolio. So any type of visual work, even copywriting, you could create copy and put it in a portfolio. But I've seen too many VA, you know, coaches and trainers tell their students that, oh, you need a portfolio. No, it depends on the services that you're offering. If you have some type of visual service that you can create into a portfolio, great. But for instance, for me, I didn't create a portfolio because the work that I did was behind the scenes. It wasn't something that was visible to everybody to see, because it's confidential information that I, for instance, plugged into Infusionsoft for a client. I built a sales funnel for a client. So those types of things aren't going to be visible to people who want to hire you because they're back-end systems. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't create your own as a portfolio. And what I mean by that is I could certainly create a dummy or a mock type of sales funnel that shows the abilities that I have in building a sales funnel, putting all the pieces together, but I cannot use a client's sales funnel in a portfolio because the information that's in there is confidential. So hopefully you understand that, you know, a portfolio isn't one size fits all. This industry is not one size fits all. It depends on the services that you're offering. So if you do graphic design, if you do websites, you build websites, you know, you can certainly ask clients if, you know, you could put your name or referred information on their website, or you could actually just go and create your own dummy websites and share those, because all they're looking for is your design ideas and your eye, if you will, for design. And so you can create websites to include in a portfolio, but you can also include websites that maybe you've built for clients with their permission. So again, any kind of visual service that you offer, you can create a portfolio around. For those of us like myself who are techie and do the back end stuff, the stuff that most people don't see, which would be maybe email marketing or marketing automation or setting up tools, those are a little more harder. That's not even a word. A little harder for you to create a portfolio around. For two reasons. One, it's back-end stuff, and two, a lot of the stuff you do is confidential and you cannot share that in a portfolio for new clients. So hopefully that makes sense. But how do you create a portfolio if you have a design type business? As I said, you can ask clients if you can use the designs you've created for them in a portfolio, or you can just go and create your own portfolio of work that are not client-based. So you could go out and create websites for your portfolio. You could go out and create images and logos and branding for your portfolio, right? But if you don't have one,
The question is, do you need one? What kind of services are you offering? If you do the visual type work, then you can certainly create one. If you don't, you do the back-end stuff, don't worry about it. You don't have to have a portfolio. Portfolios are really for visual type businesses. If you do the back-end stuff, you don't need a portfolio. What do you need instead? Well, you need testimonials. You need people to be able to speak to the type of work that you do on the backside, because it's not always visible, right? Because technology does all the heavy lifting of online businesses, and it's not as sexy, let's say, as maybe website design. But it's still important. Automation, sales funnels, all of those types of things. So this is where a testimonial from a client can come in handy. As I also mentioned, you could actually create your own, I call them dummy, funnels that don't have any client information in it, so a client could see how it works from start to finish. I never did that. I do that in a lot of my training courses, but that's another option for a portfolio. So stick to testimonials. And have those testimonials really speak to your work ethic, but also the work that you do, the quality of work that you do, because that's what most people are looking for. So hopefully that's helped. Just remember, portfolios are only for certain types of businesses based on your services. There are those visual types of services that you're offering. If you offer, more of the back-end stuff, you're not going to have a portfolio, so to speak, but you can certainly get testimonials that people can speak to the work that you do, but you can also create some mock or dummy type projects that will showcase your skills. So hopefully you've enjoyed this. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't already done so. You can find me on all the popular podcasting platforms. You can simply search for VA tip, Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice, and you'll find them there. So thanks for your time, and I'll see you guys next week.